When Lipa could no longer see his cart, he said,
"I wonder when the magic will start."
Suddenly, he heard some very loud cries. It was a yeshiva boy being pushed around by two really tough guys.
Oh no! It's those two no good kids! Frankie and James! They're beating up Yitzi and calling him names! I better hide! I better run! Or else I'll be the very next one!
Then, all of a sudden, a funny thing took place. A strange look came over Hananya Yomtov Lipa's face.
With this yarmulke, I'm supposed to be brave and proud. Hey, you two better stop!
He yelled out loud, and before he could decide if it was right, he ran towards them with all his might. James said,
"Hey, Frankie! Who's that?"
"It's some yeshiva kid with a crazy hat."
"Look, he runs faster than Georgie! Faster than Michael!"
"That yeshiva kid moves like a motorcycle!"
But as he got closer, Lipa slipped on some mud, and he flew into Frankie's stomach with a thud. Then Frankie, whose head was made out of rock, fell back and hit James in the nose with a knock.
"Ow, you hit your head into my nose. I'm bleeding. It's a gushing all over my clothes. Come on, help me, will you, Frankie? Get me a tissue. Get me a hanky."
And as James was holding his nose with his shirt, he said,
"Let's go home, Frankie, before we really get hurt."
"This kid knows judo. He fights with karate."
"You'd better get moving and run for your tati."
"Come on, let's go before we annoy him."
"Let's get out of here."
And they ran for their lives like two Mishugoyim. Then Yitzi got up and he said,
"Look at them run. I can't believe what you have just done. Hananya Yom Tov Lipa, I thought you were so shy. But now I see you're a really brave guy. You get a really big mitzvah for what you just did by helping out another yid."
And Lipa thought,
"But I really am shy. I'm really not that kind of a guy. I'm really not brave. Or am I? Could it be that yarmulke? Could it be that kippah? Could that be what helped Hananya Yom Tov Lipa?